Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the 8 o'clock block. This morning, we are talking with Danielle from St. Joe Today, the wow factor. Hey, Danielle.
Good morning, Rick. How are you doing? I'm
very well. Thank you.
Awesome.
What's happening?
Yeah, definitely. We are wrapping up our countdown to summer, so this is a chance to support Southwest Michigan businesses and restaurants as you eat, shop, stay, and play for a chance to win some weekly prizes. We've got just a couple more weeks of prizes coming up, about two more, actually. To enter that, you just spend $25, a one-time or cumulative purchase at any St. Joe Today member business. You can find those online at stjoetoday.com/countdown. Turn in those receipts to the Welcome Center, and for every $25 spent, we will actually give you an entry form. So this week's winner is Jen Williams, so congratulations, Jen. And again, just a reminder, go to stjoetoday.com/countdown for more information. We're also really excited about the return of the St. Joe Farmers Market. That is going to kick off every Saturday starting May 29th, except for July 10th. That'll be from 9 to 2 in Lake Bluff Park. Vendors will offer a variety of products, including homemade goods, locally grown produce, perennials and cut flowers, meats and cheeses, and coffee. So there's tons of different things to do if you want to just grab something for breakfast and stroll along Lake Bluff Park or grab some pieces for dinner that evening or later that week. They've got you covered. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. If you've never been, it's a beautiful setting. And our guest in Fusco will be a vendor there.
Cool.
We've also got the Lake Bluff Artisan Fair. That returns to downtown St. Joe. We are hosting four events this year, but our first one is Saturday, June 5th. This is an eclectic craft fair held in Lake Bluff Park from 10 to 5, offering a variety of handcrafted goods with over 50 different local vendors. There's a little bit of something for everybody. So anything from home decor to furniture, jewelry, candles, and so much more. This year, we're also trying something different with the Lake Bluff Artisan Fair. We are offering extended farmers market hours. So on those four Saturdays, the farmer's market will actually be open until 5 p.m. A couple more things we've got going on. Turquoise Top Hat is hosting their final sidewalk sale at their old location. They have now moved to the Box Factory, but their Stevensville location will be hosting sidewalk sales this weekend, today and tomorrow from 10 to 4, and Saturday from 10 to 1. So you can shop furniture pieces, craft supplies, wood project boards, and so much more. A sneak peek into July, the Krausel Art Fair is returning to Lake Bluff Park. We're so very excited for this. That is happening July 10th and 11th. This will be a ticketed event this year. So don't forget about that. Tickets are on sale now. You can visit krausel.org to purchase tickets and to see all the different changes that are happening this year. Ticket prices are going to be $5 for everyone 2 years and older, and free children's tickets for those 0 to 2 still need to be registered so they can get a good attendance cap on there. We've got the Berrien County Youth Fair. They are doing a fair food drive-through this weekend. It's a tongue twister. Hours include Friday from 3 to 7, Saturday from 11 to 7, and Sunday from 11 to 5. So they are selling delicious fair food in preparation for their event this August, and it is a cash-only drive-through. We've got some live music happening over at Vineyard 2121 tomorrow night starting at 6 p.m. featuring the Backsliders. Sister Lakes Brewing is hosting a trivia night, and that is actually happening tonight from 7 to 9. And for anything that we've talked about that I've just shouted at you in this couple minutes, you can visit stjoetoday.com, follow us on any of our social media channels, or you can stop in the Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe.
All right. Well, thank you, Danielle. We have a special guest today, and Aaron Darling's with us from Infusco Coffee. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well, real well.
Good.
Getting ready for a busy summer. Lots of things going on.
Most people listening right now have probably tried your coffee. I looked at, was on the website, and you have several different, what do they call them, blends in the coffee business?
Yeah, most of our stuff is actually single origin, so we get it directly from farms. So last year, before COVID started, we were actually in Guatemala. Four of us went to a farm in Guatemala and sourced coffee directly there, which was a really cool experience. We've been to Honduras and different places. So we try to visit different farms throughout, but we also work with an exporter out of South Bend who works directly with farms.
That's very cool. So what's that like? What's it like to go there and you visit the farms and you actually talk to the growers?
Yeah, the cool part about that is you just realize how long the process. We just drink coffee in the morning here. Yeah. And we don't think about it, you know, you go to the grocery store, pick it up, but how long the process is and how much care these farmers have for the coffee. While we were there, a guy was picking beans and he dropped one and he sifted through the grass to find that coffee cherry it is. And they really just care about it. And it's a long process. The whole time I was like, wow, this takes forever. And that's not even getting to us where we roast it and, you know, package it. And so right. It's a really cool process, the whole thing.
So you've been in Sawyer, but you're opening a new location in St. Joe.
Yeah. So we're going to be part of the market going up. Right on State Street there. So we're one of the vendors. I think there's going to be like 10 to 12 total vendors. So we're each going to have a little space. And the building's amazing. And I mean, 2019 was our initial projection, but now it'll be open this summer. That's our goal. So
that's cool. Yeah. COVID kind of goofed everything up.
For sure. Yeah. It's a big project too. So it's a big building with a lot of different factors going into it, but we're starting our build out and we're super excited to be in St. Joe.
And so your coffee is in several cafes around the area.
Yeah. You can find our coffee at a lot of local cafes. Mason Jar serves, a few different coffees, and they have our cold brew on tap, Crimson Cafe, Tozy's, Bistro on the Boulevard, Full Circle, Bit of Swiss, the local Baroda, St. Joe Today. Emma's Hearth.
Come to the Welcome Center.
Yeah, come to the Welcome Center. Emma's Hearth and Market, the Early Bird, who moved to South Bend, they serve our coffee. They're awesome, so. Yeah, a lot of different places. Hopefully I didn't forget anybody.
No, that's cool. So any plans for retail?
As far as grocery stores and stuff?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so we serve at a few grocery stores right now. We're in both of the Martins in St. Joe and Stevensville, Harding's, Barney's in New Buffalo. So a few different places there.
Taking over the world. Taking over the coffee world.
I think there's a few bigger players than us. We're happy to have our small little part in this community. So
it sounds like you're doing great.
Yeah, it's been a good year. So
cool. Well, good luck.
A challenging year.
It has been a challenging year for sure. Well, good luck with the new build out there in St. Joe. Excited to be part of the market and have you there for sure.
Yeah. We're really excited. We're also going to be at the farmers market. Make sure people know that we're going to keep our spot there. We're right up the stairs. Same place, right, Danielle?
Most definitely. Yeah, you get right there and you grab your coffee and then do the rest of the market.
Yeah, so we got a good crew doing that. So
that's cool. I look forward to seeing you out there. I love the farmer's market. So
yeah, that's great.
Well, great. All right. Well, this morning we've been talking to Aaron Darling from Infusco Coffee and Danielle from the Wow Factor at St. Joe Today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.